Hey guys! Welcome to our little bonus episode. In this episode, we're going to be talking about our top five favorite bubble tea places in Atlanta.
Since most of our other episodes were focused on conspiracies, we thought we'd just throw in this episode about bubble tea for you guys.
Because we don't really, I mean, we haven't really talked about it that much in the other episodes. So this one's more just like about the actual bubble tea and why it's called like conspiracy tea. So we're going to actually talk about the tea part this time. And for this one, we have our live intro. So instead of Chrissy's recording song, she's going to sing it live. So ready, Chrissy?
I'm going to go to bubble tea on Friday. Gonna talk conspiracies all day.
Thank you, Chrissy. What a treat.
Good job, Chrissy. Hope you guys enjoyed that live intro right there. Chrissy is an amazing singer.
Hit her up on SoundCloud at ChrissyWexler.com.
But, okay, for real, let's get into the tea. So we actually just got back from Sweet Hut.
Our favorite place ever.
It's our tippity-top favorite bubble tea place.
It's amazing. There's two in Atlanta, like, near us.
Yeah, well, there's also one, well, never mind. There's two ones closest to us. One of them is, like, in more, like, downtown Atlanta, and the parking is a lot harder. You have to park in, like, a parking garage. And then the one that we just went to is on Buford Highway. The
parking lot's still weird, but it's a lot easier.
Yeah, the parking lot is weird, but it's like an open parking lot, and it's easy to park.
It's really big. There's often a lot of people there, but the line moves fairly fast.
Oh, Sweet Hut is super packed. So it's open on, like, holidays and stuff. My family used to go for Christmas.
Really?
Yeah, with my dad. But it's really packed, surprisingly, on holidays. Like, Christmas, New Year's, like, on holidays, it's really packed. But yeah, normally there's a long line, but the thing about Sweet Hut is that they have bubble tea, of course, but they also have really good snacks.
Yeah, they have so many different types of, like, breads and buns and pastries, but also just, like, food in general.
Yeah, so
kind
they're
a magical place.
Yeah, they're, like, a bakery, and they have, like, this bakery section where you can, like, walk through the aisles and, like, choose, I guess, like, baked goods, but then they have a whole, like, kitchen menu, well, like, I guess kitchen menu. And there's, like, fried snacks. Like, they have fries, sweet potato fries, chicken nuggets.
Fried tofu. They have sandwiches.
Fried tofu.
Honestly, they have so much stuff.
They have sandwiches. They have sandwiches. But their chicken nuggets are so
good. They're my favorite thing in the world.
They're literally, like, the best chicken nuggets.
They're, like, salt and pepper nuggets or something. And you can get, like, a varying amount of spice. I usually get no spice.
Yeah, I don't really like spicy
food. Or I'll get mild because it's really spicy, the spice. But it's so good. The flavor is amazing.
Yeah, and if you get them full-on spicy, they're so spicy.
Yeah, like, I got them.
Burn your mouth. Like, I don't even handle spice, very well at all. And the mild ones really get to me, so. But, yeah, their chicken nuggets are super good.
And my favorite tea from there is the lemon green tea with half sugar and bubbles in lychee. It's so good.
Same. I got the same one. Mm-hmm. It kind of tastes like lemonade, I guess, but, like, not.
Well, it depends.
Really.
The one I had today was very lemony, but usually it's not that lemony.
But the thing I like about it is it's, like, a fresh squeezed lemon. Mm-hmm. Like, they put the lemon slice in there, except for sometimes they put the seeds
in there, which is weird. Like, I get a bubble, like, and the seed, but
yeah, like, they don't strain the seeds out of the lemon juice, so that part's kind of weird, but overall, their lychee jelly is so much better than other lychee jellies at different bubble tea places, so I love their lychee jelly. Their bubbles are almost always cooked pretty well, if you guys don't know, like, the tapioca can be cooked differently, so, like, the inside can sometimes be hard if it's not cooked enough, or if they're overcooked,
like,
the whole bubble
really
is just, like, chewy, and, like, you can never, like, actually, like, break it open. Like, it's just too chewy, kind of. But normally Sweet Hut's really good about cooking their bubbles.
Also, there's one at Lennox Mall.
Oh, yeah.
But they don't have the lemon green tea, so I usually just get their, like, golden green tea there. It's pretty good still.
Yeah, same. They have so many different flavors of, like, bubble tea, and you don't even have to get green tea. You can get
whatever. It's honestly
They have, like, milk teas and stuff like that. So Sweet Hut is our number one. So good. The only thing that's, like, bad about it is that it's kind of far.
Yeah. And it's, like, expensive-ish.
It's, like,
$5.
It's, like, $5 for a bubble tea, which is different than
Tsuno,
which is our second choice.
It's and, what we go to most often because it's the closest.
Yeah, Suno's way closer to us. It's a lot cheaper. It's, like, reasonably priced. It's, like, $3 for
the bubble tea. Yeah, it's way more reasonable.
They also have a student discount, so you get, like, I don't know, a 15% discount if you're a student. And I don't know, one of the reasons I like Suno is because it's, like, for us, it's, like, a social aspect and, like,
oh, yeah,
a
we
tradition.
Always, like, we meet our one of our best friends there because she goes to a different school and we'll just talk.
Yeah.
And it's, like, really fun.
So, we go every Friday and it's, like, a tradition now. It's been like that for, like, three years or something. We always meet our best friend there to, like, catch up on our week and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
basically just, like, overview. We don't, and it's just, like, really fun, though. And it's, like, usually not really crowded. Definitely not, like, Sweet Hut.
Oh, yeah. It's not crowded at all. Yeah. You can almost always find a place to sit. Yeah,
so it's really good.
But Suno's a lot smaller than Sweet Hut, too, so they have, like, maybe three tables in there.
But their employees are really nice, and they know us, and it's, like...
They know our order.
Yeah, like, pretty, they're really nice.
Yeah. The employees are super nice, actually. Like, I don't know, she's, like, all the workers there have been really nice to us, and they all know us, and I don't know. It's just, like, you can always count on Suno to be there for you.
It's only close, well, it's close on, like, holidays, whatever, but there's a week where they go on a ski trip, and that's a very sad week, but,
Yeah, because we don't get any bubble tea that
That's
week.
A really sad week, but it's okay. But, most of the times they're open pretty late, and it's really good. Yeah. Like, their bubble tea is not as good as Sweet Hut, but it's cheaper.
The only, yeah, closer. Their lychee is, like, not as good as Sweet Hut.
Also, they used to have better lychee, but they changed it. Remember when their lychee was, like...
But they changed it back again.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. We can tell when they changed their lychee.
But, it, okay, yeah, actually,
it did but it's not back to the original one.
No, it's like not they back had to the original, but they got that weird one in between.
Yeah, that one was weird.
Gross.
Yeah,
but that one was gross. One's okay, but it's not as good as the original.
The original
Because the original was, like, stringy.
Yeah. Also, they're not as consistent with, like, the cooking of their bubbles.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes, if it depends on who's working, like,
yeah,
the bubbles
also, like,
different.
Who puts, like, how much, like, depending on who's working, like, they'll either put a lot of bubbles or very, not that much.
Oh, yeah, like, in your tea. Mm-hmm. Yeah, true. Also, Suno doesn't have, like, fried snacks or anything, but they have desserts, and so they actually have, like, shaved ice, which is called Suno, so that's, like, the reason they're called Suno, but it's, like, I guess shaved ice, like, flavored like,
yeah, shaved ice.
And you can get, like, toppings.
Also, you can get ice cream and stuff. That's what our friend gets because she doesn't like bubble tea.
Yeah, our friend Shona, she was on one of our podcasts earlier, but she doesn't like bubble tea, so she normally just, like, gets ice cream there, but we still meet her there every week, so she must like their ice cream. And then our third favorite would be Honey Bubble. Just because that one's also closer to us.
It's
than
closer
most
to
ones
us.
On the
it's still
Highway.
It's like more in Atlanta, so the traffic can be kind of bad. It's like really close to Pont City Market.
Yeah.
And it's like pretty hipster place.
It's more expensive because it's in the city and because it's, like, hipster
and
trendy.
Yeah, and they have good bubble tea. It's, like, not my favorite, but it's, like, pretty good.
Yeah,
and
like, when Suno was closed for their ski trip this year, we went to Honey Bubble instead because it's, like, closer than Sweet Hut, but, like, you know, whatever. But they have really good flavors of teas. I've just been upset because
recently
they haven't had my flavor there recently.
Yeah, recently they've been out of the honey lemon. Is that what I?
Yeah, the honey lemon green tea.
Yeah,
but
it's been weird.
So they've been out of the honey lemon green tea, and I don't know why. But the last like three times I've been there, they've been out of that. So but I get the ginger green tea.
That one's pretty good.
Or like it's like sweet ginger tea.
I'll just get the normal green tea, and that's good too.
Their lychee is also pretty good. Not as good as Sweet
Hut. Also,
like,
it's a pretty good study place if you want to, like, bring something and study.
It's always quiet, and, like, there's a bunch of tables, there's couches and stuff.
The workers are not as nice.
The workers are kind of,
like, I don't know, like, they're
not sassy, but they kind of just, like, don't
just, like,
care
not,
about
not,
their job
like, really
kind
nice.
Of thing,
yeah.
You know? Like, the people at Suno are just so
they're
nice
so
and
sweet.
Stuff and
yeah,
sweet to
they're
us.
Really, really good. I really like the people that work at Suno.
And the people who work at Sweet Hut, it's just, like, you never really get to talk to them because Sweet Hut
but
is always
like,
so
polite
busy.
And nice and whatever. I feel like at, like, Honey Bubble, they're not, like, mean. They're just, like, could care less.
Yeah.
But like, I guess it's not, like, a huge deal. I don't really care, though.
Yeah. Okay, our fourth favorite is Quickly. This one, have you ever even been to Quickly?
Yeah, I went once
like
with
once.
You.
Yeah.
I haven't really been.
I used to go to Quickly more because my dad used to get their bubble layer tea, which is, like, it has, like, three, it has tapioca pearls, egg pudding, which is, like.
Ew.
Yeah.
That sounds
A
gross.
Lot of people like it, but it's kind of weird.
It's, like,
jelly-y. Ew. I don't know. It's kind of weird. And then another jelly in the tea, too. I don't know. They had, like, three different kinds of jellies, and that's, like, the point of, like, why it's called bubble layer tea, but. Anyways, he used to really like that, so we used to go to Quickly more often. But the reason I like Quickly is not because of the bubble tea, per se, but it's more because they have really good snacks. Like, they put this seasoning on everything. Like, they have egg rolls, chicken nuggets, fries, and they put, like, the seasoning on, like, all of their snacks, all of their, like, fried foods. And it's really good, but I was disappointed because the time when we went together...
They didn't put it on there.
They didn't put the seasoning on there. And it was like, really annoying because they have, like, really this magical seasoning, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, that's weird.
And then our the last place...
And that one's on Buford Highway as well?
Yeah, and then the last place is also on Buford Highway.
Yeah, there on Buford Highway, there's so many... Like, I don't think we haven't even tried, like, all... Like, Kung Fu Tea is also there. There's so many, so, like, one day I just want to, like, take a trip down Buford Highway and
go to all the bubble tea.
There's insanely amazing.
Yeah, there's so many. Buford Highway is definitely it's the place
really
to go.
Buford Highway is honestly just, like, a really cool place. They have so much, like...
Yeah.
Anyways.
But the last one is Vivi Bubble Tea. This one's really cool because they have a lot of, like, unique teas. So we took Chrissy for her birthday one year. We took her on, like, a bubble tea adventure.
That was funny.
And Vivi Bubble Tea had this... cotton candy, so it was like, it was a normal bubble tea in a jar, like a mason jar kind of thing, and then it had cotton candy wrapped around the straw, like a huge thing of cotton candy.
Oh yeah, it was really, it looked really cool. What flavor bubble tea did we get?
It was, like, matcha.
Oh yeah.
You could only get a milk tea, so we got, like, matcha instead of, like, bubble milk tea or whatever, but it had, like, cotton candy around it, so you could eat cotton candy and drink bubble tea.
It looked cool and cute.
Yeah.
Also, they had, like, I remember, like, a place where you could take cute pictures there.
Yeah, the
like,
atmosphere is really cute.
Yeah, it's, like, more, like, cutesy there, not, like, hipster, like, really cute. And,
yeah.
Like,
and they also had, like, yeah, they had these light bulb cups for a while.
Those looked really cool.
They were super trendy for a while, but it's, like, it was, like,
just
a
like
light...
a normal cup, but, like, shaped like a light bulb.
Yeah, it was, like, shaped like a light bulb.
And the top.
And the top, you just, like, put your straw through the... It was, like, an upside-down light bulb, I guess.
Yeah.
But...
I mean, like, they were cute, but I wouldn't spend extra money to get a
light bulb cup. Yeah. Also, like, their tea was, like, normal. Like, it wasn't bad. It was it was good. They had good flavors. They had, like, a grapefruit one that was good.
Oh, I actually really liked that one. I remember. That was good.
So those are our top five favorite places.
Yeah, there's so many more.
If you guys live in Atlanta and are wanting a good bubble tea place, Sweet Hut, we definitely recommend.
It's our fave.
And Suno, of course, if you live more in Decatur area. But yeah, so I hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
A quick tip before we go. We bought, metal bubble tea straws too, since we drink it often. And so, just trying to, like, help the environment. So
you can buy them on
Amazon.
Metal
bubble tea straws, and it'll help.
If you look up, like, metal boba straws on Amazon, they come up with a bunch of different ones. Yeah. Just make sure the end is pointy, because Chrissy got some that don't have a pointy end, and they're really hard to stab, like, the top. So, if you're gonna get a metal bubble tea straw, get one with a pointy end. And, yeah.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We hope you enjoyed it.
Bye!
Bye!